Cloud. So welcome. June 22nd, yesterday, longest day of the year. It's just such a pleasure to be here with all of you and see what it is that we are meant to do together. Before we get started, is there anyone besides Razia who who needs a little help with the computer, with like going down to the bottom and finding your reactions? If you want to put your hand up, although if there are only a few of us, you can just wave your hand, and that's, you just click on the reactions and you see a little raised hand, or wave your hand. And if we don't see you, go down and click on that little reaction. So I welcome Olivia, Lauren, I didn't say hi yet, and Diane, I didn't say hi to you yet. And what I would like, so Catherine can't stay the whole thing. Is there anybody else who can only be with us for, part of the time? Lisa, great. And so I am going to start us off with a heart hug, just to bring us all together here. And I would like to invite you to explore a little, which hand position do you prefer? Do you to put one over the other? Do you prefer left over right, right over left? What's your preference? Do you prefer to cup your hand in the position that we call the abalone? Just lightly cupped. Or do you prefer to fold it over and have this flat part that we call the baby orangutan with one hand over? And last week on the Saturday course, somebody actually, I just to show what a small circle we actually do, I use my fingers like this so you could actually see the size of the circle under my fingers is whatever is free. Now I put cup one hand over the other, and then I can either find out which part of your hand is actually making the most contact, and explore a little bit different parts of your hand and seeing what part that is. So if you would like to just like, hi, Jennifer, nice to see you. I'm just going to ask, like, who wants to share one part of the hand that you're using? Because I think I can find, at least when my hands are cupped in the abalone, I can find like three different parts of my hand I can use to actually make the contact. Catherine, hi. Which part do you prefer?
So I noticed that I really wanted to put my hands flat, and when you raised the question, I still did. And when I do, it's this part,
right,
that
yep.
is connecting. And so right. it's my left hand that seems to want to be there.
Interesting. Good. So other parts that you find? Just try that, all of us, let's try that with the flat hand. What I find when I catch with the flat hand, there's a part of my body that I can feel that's actually tightens. Anybody else feel that when you flatten the hand? It's interesting, hi Denise. Good Abend.
Hi.
Hi. Valentina, are you waving at Denise or or which? Yes, you're waving at Denise. Cool. So when I use the flat part of my hand, that this, it's a obvious would be good to use. What it does to me, I can feel my muscles around my the back of my diaphragm, I can feel my muscles in my back tighten. And I, to free them, to relax them, I have to cup my hand, and then I can use different parts around the hand. Hmm. Anybody else find another part? Oops. To use, Dilly?
There you are. I find I like using the abalone touch for the heart hug. What I find is if I use this part, it actually really tenses in my lower abdomen and my knees.
Oh, interesting.
So what I'm using is actually the thenar eminence here and the part here as well. So it's these two parts, and that I find most like a hug. And
interesting.
It's much more comforting and relaxing.
Yeah. And so
left over right as well. Yeah. So my right hand is nearest my chest.
Yeah. I try the other way and I can't actually do it. Right over left. Lauren?
Hi.
Hi.
I've had so much damage to my right arm that I have to put my left arm down first and then use the right arm on top. And once you mentioned last week to use the heel of the hand like this.
Yes.
I've been doing that all week instead of the flat. But after Dilly just said that, I tried, you know, that part of the palm that Dilly spoke of. And that, it does feel good too. It actually is what everything Dilly said, it really is doing that. So maybe I'll go back to that instead of just this this thumb part. They both feel good. And I really like to, is it clockwise if I'm going this way? It feels like
it will look from the outside. It's the clockwise from the outside, because that's the question, right? Inside or outside? Like, imagine taking that clock off the wall and putting it there and looking at yourself from the outside. So it would be to the oops, can I do that?
12, 6.
Oh.
9. Yeah, so that's clockwise.
For me, clockwise is to the right. Is that correct from looking from the outside? I said that, but I realized.
I'm doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So I'm going to the right.
It feels really weird going the other way. Really weird.
Interesting. Hi, Anna. Good day, wherever you are. Tira, hello. Nice to see you. Megan, hi. So we're just exploring which part of the hand to use for the heart hug. The part of the hand that when you use the thumb, that's called that part of the hand, this soft part right here, that is the elephant seal. And the base right here of the hand, that's the elephant foot. And I have to show you something after that we just developed that was really exciting to show those animals. And thinking why we do it. Now, does anybody have, like when you fold your fingers over and you have the flat part, that's the baby orangutan. Anybody enjoy that? Teresa, yeah. And I said the whole plan, and Megan, yeah, hi. Valentina. Yeah. And I find that when I use this, I'm actually, what part am I really using? Interesting. Yeah, it is kind of the whole thing. I find if I add a little bit to this of the side of my thumb, that it's more like a hug, a bigger hug. The way we started calling this a heart hug. Well, actually, I'll come to that after. Let's just do it first. Now, what are some of the aspects that make a difference? Like breathing in to this form of doing it, breathing in through the nose and out through pursed lips. And the smile. So what role does the smile play? And it's really, really worthwhile, like, knowing some of these aspects. Who remembers the role? Why do we say, why smile? What if you don't serotonin. Feel like smiling? Say again.
Serotonin releases
serotonin.
I feel
and oxytocin. It also releases oxytocin, the connecting hormone.
Yes, the movement of the skin. Yeah.
And the smile also pulls up our perineum. When you smile, you'll feel it pulls up. Magic.
Interesting. Now, this feel-good hormone, the serotonin, is so interesting because, of course, we come into this discussion, like, which we'll come into after. Just do a little bit. And with the pause, when you stop at either the 9 or the 3, depending upon which direction you prefer, think of something for which you are deeply grateful. And send love. And with the next 1 1/4 circle, which is a spiral, just send this message of deep gratitude into your body, into this 50 to 100 trillion, depending who says it, cells in our bodies. In gratitude for the amazing work they do. And let's do the next heart hug and send gratitude to all of your support, your 2-legged and 4-legged, your family and friends. Just imagine them all doing a heart hug together. And let's do our last heart hug at this moment and sending it out to Mother Earth and all of her kingdoms, all of the animals, all the plants, all the minerals, all the nature spirits who are with us. And what I would like to do now, I'd like to just hear from any of you, a few of you, a situation where you've used the heart hug, where it's really been necessary and where it's made a difference to you. Let's just share a little of this. Or someone else you shared it with, where it made a difference.
I have something. Olivia.
Olivia, hi, thank you.
Hi. I was on the phone with one of our wonderful Indigenous Native elders and just today, and he was feeling down about how many of the gatherings aren't happening. They've been postponed because of COVID. And we are having our gathering that we've had for 37 years. We'll be having it at the end of July. But I realized that he was feeling down. And I said, I want to just show you something that I learned, this heart hug, and maybe we can do it at the gathering when we have everybody globally on Zoom. So I showed him the heart hug, and it really brought up our energy. You know, he immediately shifted from sort of seeing the glass or experiencing the glass half empty to getting excited about his workshop and everything. So I thought that was so cool.
Beautiful. And how simple it is, eh, to share yeah. it.
Yeah, very. And Adlerner shared it with us on one of our Feldenkrais meetings. And it was so wonderful a few months ago. And I've been using it ever since.
Beautiful.
So thank you.
And it would be so great for the, I just can't believe that I haven't gone on the website, on the Feldenkrais website, and shared some of our experiences. But I just find for some reason now, at the moment, I cannot get on Facebook. I just have to, and I really miss it. I really miss connecting, but for some reason I can't do it. So any of you who can, share it. You know, this, we need this, like this opportunity to uplift anyone, and particularly somebody who is in a position of leading. Fantastic. Mm. Thank you. Who else has an experience you'd like to share?
Marnie has her hand raised.
Hi, Marnie.
I've been, you know, showing the heart hug and trying to start class, you know, the shelter classes and everything with them, and finish particularly a hard class, but because so many people get so worried about shelter animals, you know, they're working on trying to help and there's a time problem, you know, which we all know. And I keep saying we just have to do what we can do, you know, trying to keep them in the moment. But one thing that happened is that one of the people told me later, and this is before COVID started, that she has decided to take it home to her family gatherings, that when for Thanksgiving and when they do grace at the meal or Christmas or is to finish it with a heart hug. And I thought that was extraordinary.
Really? Yeah.
No, with COVID, I should touch base with her, but I was kind of stunned at the wonderful idea, particularly now with people being able to gather for the first time, so many people, or maybe not even yet, but even the Zoom meetings, I hadn't thought about that. You know, the family Zoom meetings that people are still having to do, that what a wonderful thing to add to it. But anyway, I thought that was just wonderful that she.
Yes. Yeah. And to bring us to that place now, to understand that normally we're functioning, we've got a lot of things to do, we're thinking of other stuff. And what we have discovered from measuring with the inner balance from HeartMath, there's a little apparatus that you clip on your ear and it hooks into your smartphone, or their M-Wave, which is just a small device. I don't have them anymore because they don't last as long, so I much prefer connect it to my phone. But you can measure right away. You can measure when you are in heart coherence. And what we discovered, it takes you from that connection, that, you know, control of the limbic system, to the forebrain. So it's a place of taking you from sympathetic nervous system control to the parasympathetic, which is a state of ideal learning. And that's why when we start the class with that, we're more focused, we're connected, and we're in a place of peace. Megan, I see your hand up. Can you unmute yourself? You're still muted. You have to go down.
It's Dilly.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Dilly whose hand is up.
It's me.
I thought I saw Megan trying to do something. Sorry. Hi, Dilly.
I used the heart hug recently for something. I have no way of knowing how it affected the other person. But along with some friends, I was sending some healing to this beautiful two-year-old who was dying of cancer. And when I found that she'd actually passed, I actually did the heart hug with her in mind. And I'm sure that it actually helped her soul, because as you say, it's very much heart to heart, cell to cell, and soul to soul. And so I have no idea what effect it had on this little soul, but it just felt right to do.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Any other experiences that you'd like to share with this? Because what we have found over the 3 years that we've been doing this online, that sharing, it's just so invaluable. And good evening, Marie. Hi, lovely to see you. Anyone else who has? So what I would like to, I would like to just hear from a little, who is it who has to leave early? Valentina, and there's someone else. Did you all, was it Lisa? Lisa Weaver, you had, right, to leave early. So since Valentina, you popped up first, would you be willing to share? Because what I want to do today is in this second class, gathering of this class, start to share just some small places, or maybe big, where tea touch has made a difference, because it takes practice and thought to think when you, here I'm reaching for my arm, when you have a pain somewhere, instead of just kind of, you know, putting up with it or yeah, you can just reach with your fingers. I have a subluxated humerus, and this is where the pain often comes, even though this is where it pops. And just when I go there, all I have to do is just go and talk to this body. And when I'm talking to the body for years, I mean, those of you who've been, Marnie, been with us forever, and Teresa, I didn't really know why it was working. And now, thanks to this merging that we've been doing for the last 3 years of these wonderful scientists who've brought the work, this understanding of the function of the cells, and thanks to this relationship of connecting that with this divine spark in every cell in our body, when we realize, wait a minute, what does that mean? For those of you who haven't heard me say that before, wait a second, how do we think we function? I mean, when you think about how is it that the blood flows, you know, the lymph works, I can speak, I can see, what is it? What is the control? Or what's behind this 200,000 known functions of every cell? And I keep coming back to this simplicity, this creative life force, whatever we want to call that, the divine, the God within, the creative life force, the source of all it is. And when we recognize that, whoa, that this is a miracle, and we know that we can connect with this 1 1/4 circles, that magical golden ratio spiral that's in all of nature and in our DNA. And we're connecting with this, we're recognizing, awakening to the miracle that we are. 50 trillion, 100 trillion cells in the body, all of them having 200,000 known functions, and recognizing the source of all it is here, and we can connect with that and give thanks. And it's phenomenal when we think of that. And that when we come from a place of joy and gratitude that we can activate that ideal connection. But when we're in a place of fear, any kind of anxiety, tension that we are, we cannot connect in the same way. And that's why it's just so important for me. I can release my fear or pain faster if I come from that place of the wow factor. Wow, this is a miracle. I am connecting this vessel that contains my soul. I am a miracle, just like everything I'm looking at. And it really helps. So I would really appreciate it, Valentina, if you could just share one inspiring way, whether a person or an animal or yourself, that you view as T-Touch in a way. And I just want us to share some of our stories because it's a remarkable collection we have.
And then I can interject really quickly. Valentina also pointed out that some people who are new might not know the heart hug or the basic circle yet. So just for later.
I think everybody was here last time, weren't they? All of you, Russia? Were new? I think everybody, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much, Valentina. No, we did that. We have everybody here did it the last time.
Okay, I wasn't right? sure Russia? About Russia.
Yes, she was yes. She was the first one on today. Yes, thank you.
Did you want me to go ahead and share something?
Yes.
It's
And then Lisa.
I don't use the word coincidence, so I can't say it's a coincidence that I had a direct experience yesterday of everything you just said. But I was with a friend who has had three major go-arounds with cancer. She has very few internal organs left, and she wears two ostomy bags on the outside of her body. And it partly from the whole COVID input, she has just become very, very fearful. Every time she has a twinge, she's afraid it's cancer and she wants a PET scan. And so fear was her overriding thing. So we took some time together and we started with a heart hug. And then I think a place she had come to was that the fear was telling her she no longer knew her own body, that no messages from her body could be trusted, that every time her body had something to talk to her about, it was going to be bad news and tension and fear. So we just kind of went, we started with the, I forget what you call it, the body sweep.
Body blessing,
body
right.
Body blessing. And we talked about blessing it, and we talked about gratitude. And we talked about gratitude being the emotion that can transmute fear into appreciation and love and reconnection. So we did the body blessing, and I said, anytime you get to a place in your body where you have pain or where you feel that that part of your body doesn't belong to you, start doing the touches, start blessing your body, that part of your body, with your hand, with the circle and a quarter. And remember, and we talked about the functions of the cells and the trillions and the so on, and remember how strong you are. Remember that you finished up with cancer 6.5 years ago, and that in the meantime, your body has been performing miracles, millions of miracles a day for you. And just say thank you.
And her whole face and being was different at the end of it. She pretty well was illuminated. We talked about bringing light into the cells, about turning on the light that already is in the cells. And everything just came together for her. And she loved her body and respected it and was terribly grateful at the end. And it was beautiful. Her whole facial expression was different. Peace and appreciation.
Beautiful. And this concept that gratitude can override fear, it's a very huge. Old concept, you know, and it is huge, and it does work. So thank you for that. Beautiful. No coincidences. Synchronicity, right? Fantastic. Thank you so much. So, Lisa, tell me, have we actually met? I feel like I know you, but I don't think we've actually met. Have we?
You know what, Linda? We have. We met back in the Amherst training, and I right away, like an old friend. And if you just have that thing about you, you know. And then, you know, when you're working on the horse, that famous picture of you working on the horse in Amherst. And then I came to your house. I actually came to your house when you were doing T-Touch for you, maybe 3 or 4 years or 5 years ago. I can't remember. In Hawaii, it was wonderful. And I've been on, you know, this... finding the divine inspiration. I'm going to have to take a phone call. It's my PG&E. But
okay, go ahead, take it, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay, okie dokie.
Yeah. Great. So the reason I want you to hear these stories, sometimes, I mean, it's so easy to forget. And the simplicity of this, I wanted to show you a little video and I can't find it right now, but I was at my dental hygienist about 4 months ago. And I noticed that her finger was crooked and like she couldn't straighten her middle finger. And it was, so she was having to, you know, handle her tools in an interesting way. So I asked her about it. And she had jammed it into something like several months before, and it was still swollen and painful. And she was told it would never straighten, which is a bit of a problem for when you're working with dental hygiene in this way. So I said, well, would you like me to show you something? So I just showed her. I mean, I didn't take a minute. And it's this simple for those of you who are new. I just had her put the thumb underneath, move, you know, just move the, I did it in the simplest way. When we have other types of pain, we will do this with the whole group at one point, we go down the inside and outside, but this was an injury. So I just showed her this, maybe I did it maybe 10 seconds on her, not more, and then watched her do it. And 3 months later, when I came back for my next, cleaning, she said, look, it's straight. They said it would never straighten, and it was completely straight, no problem, no pain. And she said she'd done T-Touch a few minutes at least once a day, and that was the effect. And for those of you who are new to this, how is that possible? For those of you who know it, we just expect it, don't we? I mean, I never expect it. I'm always amazed. I love this, you know, always amazed, never surprised. Or yeah, I think that's it. Always amazed. Really interesting. And it's through the sharing that, wait a minute, it gives us hope. And that's an amazing story, Valentina, to have come through that, to live through it and come out the other side, having all those organs removed. And wow. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody have a question of those of you who are new? Lauren?
Thank you. I want to thank you, Valentina, for your story, because I've been saying since I saw the x-rays of my spine that I feel like it isn't a part of me. So thank you very much. That was really wonderful what you said. And I wanted to ask you on the other day on your horse thing, Linda, and ask you now, you just talked about the finger, the lady's finger, and it was an injury. And always when you talk about T-Touch, you say removes pain and fear. And what I want to know is, can you change physical things that are big, that are solid, that are old? You know, like, can I literally change the structure of my spine, or can I only change the pain? Can I change this crooked finger that, you know, a dog broke years ago and it became weird and arthritic, and, you know, can I change these things or just the feeling of them? It's kind of a heavy
question. Well, first of all, no, it's not a heavy question. I think it's a reasonable question. I don't know if we can change the physicalness of our spine, for instance, but I do know that the function of the spine has been changed. I'm just going to tell you a couple of stories. First of all, the one that pops in my mind, and I'm sure some of you read this, the story of Dr. Joe Dispenza, right? Who had that horrifying accident, and they said he'd never walk again, right? Certainly never ride a bike again, never function again, and he would be affected for life. And you really must get it and read it, because it gives you hope. And he healed him. He took himself out of the hospital and healed himself with his mind. Now, he didn't have T-touches. And there may be some places where you can't reach. It's so funny, because I woke up this morning thinking one of the things I wanted to show you all are some of the places we can do self-help. But before I go there, Lauren, what I want you to say is that just tell us a little bit more, like, you suddenly had these x-rays? You had the x-rays for a reason. How is it that you're surprised? What's going on?
I think I told you, I fell 4 years ago and I broke 20 bones on my right side. I fell from height, and I was healing and healing and healing. And then a year ago, when I had to start wearing a mask, I started coughing, and then went into a massive asthma attack that wouldn't stop for a week. And at the end of that week, and I didn't put it all together until a couple of weeks ago, the pain became worse and different than it ever had been. And it was my spine, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. And then a couple of weeks ago, I said, this is all different. This is weird. And I demanded x-rays, and I saw them, and it doesn't even look like a spine. It's so horrible. And I got a diagnosis a week ago, and it's something called DISH, which is scar tissue that became bone. So all over the spine, there's all these appendages coming off of it that are now bone. So it doesn't look like vertebrae, vertebrae, vertebrae. It looks like all kinds of weird ass stuff. And it's a thing that just keeps going. So, you know, I'm making a lot of changes to try and stop it from progressing, but I want to reverse it somehow. I want to do what I can to stop it, to reverse it, and to not let it get into pain. And the pain comes if I do something and I turn and the little knobs of bone catch on each other and then start screaming. So I'd like to heal it. And bone is hard. Bone is structure.
And bone is energy. If you think about it.
Okay.
Bone is energy. And if we think of that from the quantum science point of view, one of the things that perhaps you remembered, I wonder if I can pull this out, this let me see if I can screen share this. I want to give you, I want to give you some direction for hope. So can I just finish this one second, Valentina, if I may? I just want to, so my overview that I would say, we can begin by finding the areas for which you are grateful. And I'm working to my arm, but where I really want to go to, I want to start on the ribs and start the part that you can reach. You say your right side is compromised, so you probably can't reach across with your, so you can't reach across with your right hand, or you can?
Cannot
wherever you can reach. Right. But you can reach with the other?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So, and can you reach with your right hand just like that?
No. No.
Can the left. You, is there any part like as close as, so you'll have to do on the left side. It doesn't matter because you can talk to the right from the left. So I would just, I don't know why my hands want to go to your ribs and start with your ribs. So I'm using the back of my hand.
The pain starts near the ribs, that's why.
Okay, so I just want you to do like one and oops, like I'm, can you use that part of your hand?
Yes, like that? Fingertip. Okay.
The flat part. Can you use the flat part?
No, just the below the fingertips. Yeah, the flat. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So this part.
Yes.
Between the, okay, so I want you to bring that little orangutan in because that's a baby orang that I worked on that wasn't expected to live in the San Diego Zoo. His name was Louis II. And can you just any part, I'm just trying to just kind of, can you do this with your right hand?
Left hand.
And what I'd like you all to do is just follow me. Just explore. So you can do it with your left hand. I have to help when I use my left hand, I have to help it because of my injury. I have to help it with my right hand. And I'm just going to talk to these ribs here in the front. See, I can affect the back from the front. And just like, interesting. And we want to, on Sunday, I'm going to, or actually don't want to wait till the next time we do this. I want you to, maybe in the break, we can pull up a skeleton. And I want you to see how the ribs come around and insert in the front and the back. And just say, that's interesting. I can work on the back. And see, I'm going to fit in here around my breast. So I'm using the thumb down, the side of the thumb, just, let's see. Interesting.
So and, we can work on the front and affect the back because the ribs go all the way around. Cool.
Well, think about it. Yeah. Let's look. No.
Cool.
And expect miracles.
Okay.
Why not? And the miracle is that you getting acquainted with the parts, all the parts that work, and let's focus on all these interesting parts that work. All of us, like, we never think about our ribs. Our breasts get in the way, you know, like, how can we get there? Interesting. And if you come,
this is cool because it starts at the ribs. The ribs pull the back around. So this is great. This is super.
Yeah. So you can talk to the, like, let's pull that up. I bet you, hey, Valentina, I'll bet you can get your hands easily on one, right? Being a chiropractor, I think so.
I'm looking for a good picture as we speak. Lauren, I wanted to say a few things to you about bone in general. Bone is a beautiful, living, thrilling, dynamic tissue. It's always in the, and Dilly, who's also a chiropractor, will know all of this too. Bone is always in the process of being built and broken down and remodeling.
Really? Right?
Yes, there are two kinds of bones. Well, there are bone cells that build bone and bone cells that break it down. And one thing I thought of when you said about all of the, I can't remember the word you used, the little weird things that were sticking out from your spine. A lot of times what you're looking at with those, especially if they bridge from one vertebrae to the next.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What your body has done is build those bridges for stability, right? So once again, what you're actually seeing and can be grateful for is your body remodeling calcium and bone minerals in order to support that spine, because your spine has two very important functions. They're not mutually exclusive. One is to support your whole thorax and you know, your whole body, but the other is to be completely flexible so you have a range of motion. And if your brilliant body chemistry, your cellular chemistry, senses that there is something going on with the building and taking away from your spine that's not right, it will build those bridges to support you. So what you're seeing on the x-ray is your brilliant body supporting you, kicking in for you. That would be something to talk to your body about being grateful about, and maybe communicate with your body as to how to eliminate the need for that support. In other words, not to punish your body for doing something that looks strange on an x-ray, but thanking your body for keeping you from harm and holding you up by doing these, and see if you can come to an understanding within your spirit and your body about why your body felt it was necessary. Do you feel not backed up on something? Do you feel that you or someone has backed out on you? We use language in interesting ways for body symbols, and that could be something for you to explore with your own body. Is what does feeling supported mean? How does that connect with you on the inside? But the bone tissue is alive and has the possibility of change pretty much till the last minute, I think. It's beautiful, thrilling tissue. Oh, there is one other thing. You learn in school about something called Wolf's Law, which is that the minerals in bone, you're nodding, you may know about Wolf's Law. The minerals in bone are laid down in the bone in response to patterns of stress. That is Wolf's Law. They're called trabeculae, but you don't care. Dr. Word, that you're in response to how you are stressing your spine will lay down more minerals to support it. So again, genius body.
Say that again, in response to how you...
In response to stress. So again, this is where your body is laying down bone minerals because it feels best in being a vertical support, maybe. But you can uncover that. And the thing about ribs, ribs are a half circle of bone. They attach to the breastbone and they attach to the spine. And they attach with tendons and cartilages that allow them to move. So when you had your hit, things could have been yanked around. If you can get to your back, you might see if you could find a thing maybe at the health food store. It's called a Theracane. It's a tool. Okay. You can use your Theracane very, very lightly, or even make a slit in a tennis ball and put that over the Theracane so it's not quite such a small point that you're working on yourself. Work along the sides of your spine where the ribs attach, very, very gently, doing the circle and a quarter.
That's where a lot of the breaks were, in the front, at the side, and right on the spine.
Yes, because there are nerves that run between every two ribs. You have nerves coming out of the spine, and those can be very pain sensitive. So be super gentle. I'm still looking for a picture.
And Kirsten, I'm going to ask you when we finish, we'll go into we have this transcribed, we'll go into Otter and we'll post that so you can really read it and really study what Valentina said.
Sorry to talk for so long, but.
No, my dear, this is a course. That's why we're all here together. And you will find that these answers come throughout from all of us in these ways.
I love me some bone. I'm big on bone.
You just turned me around, so thank you. I have to tell you all, I have never in my entire life been in the presence of such love, so many truly loving, gentle, generous people. It fills my heart to way overflowing to be with you all. Thank you. I'm just filled with gratitude. Thank you.
It's our, it's beyond pleasure.
Yes.
It's a gift to all of us. No.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, Lauren. Years ago, a friend of mine called and said, you have to go to this chiropractor in Santa Fe. He's just amazing. I said, well, I don't have anything. I don't have a problem with my back. Why would I go? And I just want you to experience this person. And so I went to him. Oh, no, that was in Carmel. I went to him and he did an X-ray of my back and called me and said, come in tomorrow because your back is just a mess. I'm in. And I said, listen, you burn those X-rays for me because you will never see me. I mean, yes, I've had a couple of falls, but I don't have pain. And so going to somebody with that attitude is not something that would be good for me. So it's just really interesting. But that's not half as interesting as Valentina, what you had, because that is, it's so exciting to think of bone with as minerals, a collection of minerals. Look at, so you have something. Can you screen share it? Well, you can share it like that, right? Let's, if we put Valentina on, you speak and then you'll be on.
How big?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the front. And the blue parts are cartilage, where the ribs fit into the rest bone in the front. Then they go around as a half circle. And oops, this is the back. Can you,
yes.
Is that anything of a circle?
You can see.
So that's, yeah, the blue part is what you're seeing, the backs of the cartilage from the front. But yeah. You see how a rib fits onto every one of the 12 vertebrae that are basically from the, boy, I just lost the word, on a horse, you know, where the ribs
there
are.
Six and
the
withers.
The withers, thank you.
Yeah, from,
so, yes. It's, they start up here and then they end right about here. And yeah, amazing things. Dilly, do you find that people think they have cracked ribs when what they have is pressure on the intercostal nerve?
It's just a slight misalignment of the ribs and causes incredible pain.
Yeah.
And people really do find, I mean, I'm a retired chiropractor now. I haven't worked for a while, but people used to really say, I think I've broken a rib or I think I've cracked a rib. And with my, I don't know what sort of chiropractic you do, Valentina. I used to be a McTimney chiropractor. And so we do adjustments of ribs and so on. And by just adjusting those ribs, they got rid of so much pain that yes. they thought was a broken rib, and it isn't. And particularly where they join the sternum or breastbone here causes excruciating pain. May I also add something to Lauren? Bone, just as Valentina said, is living tissue. It can change and it will listen to what you say to it. If you're negative about it, if you believe that that isn't going to get better, it won't, Lauren. If you start believing that you can make a change to your body, it will listen to you and it will respond by changing. I'm not saying that you're going to have this miraculous 100% better thing, but you can always get better than you are at this moment in time. When I was a chiropractor, I never ever let my clients get away with saying, oh, it's my age, or I shall never change now. And I used to say, that's absolutely rubbish. You can be 102 and you can still be better than you are now. You just have to have that interaction with your body and believe it, talk to it, and be absolutely positive about what's going on and what you need to feel better.
Thank
so
you,
I'm going to shut up now.
No, no shutting up is beautiful.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And the thing that's so beautiful about this, about T-Touch, is it is a way of communicating with your body. It's a form of communication. We're asking, like, what is T-Touch? Well, it's a form of communication. Oops, I have to just mute myself a moment and cough. Sorry, I can't find my mute. Here we go. So thank you so much. We're going to take a 10-minute break right now. It's just 59, almost on the hour. And we're going to take a 10-minute break and take a drink of water. Just send gratitude. 10 minutes. Aloha.